And now, welcome to the Breakaway Academy radio show, broadcasting worldwide, plus on demand, 24/7. I'm your host, Paulette Bodeman, international author and empowerment coach. Through real coaching and intelligent conversation, I'm here to help you break away from the mental and emotional constructs that stop you from living like your life doesn't matter and start living like you mean it. So now, let's get started. Ciao amici, it's Paulette, and welcome to the Breakaway Academy radio show, episode number 5. Let me start today's show with a couple of questions for you. Have you ever thought about what you're guided by, or why you do what you do, how you feel when you're not living up to your full potential, what you feel your purpose is, that often elusive and daunting question? I often find myself asking these questions. Answering them helps me stay grounded. Why? Because they provide perspective. I wonder, have you ever asked these questions before as a way to consider your direction in life? I'm curious, because if you're just bouncing along aimlessly, you're bound to miss the roadmap that is awaiting your discovery, the one that will lead you to your legacy. I bet that sounds like a tall order. How do you even begin to define something so influential in your life, so fundamental and definitive? That's exactly what I thought when I started this process, but the answer is more commonsensical than you think. Let's begin with the first question. What are you guided by? In last week's show, I mentioned your inner GPS, and you're probably wondering exactly what is this thing I'm calling your inner GPS. And how is it going to help direct me on a course to my legacy? Let's go deeper into the significance of your inner GPS. Have you ever felt uneasy with yourself about something you did or something you're about to do? Say you have a decision to make and your mind is pulling you in a direction that is, well, literally gut-wrenching. Do you ever experience situations where you feel nauseous? How about the butterflies in your stomach? We use these expressions because the gut-brain connection is real, as you may have come to learn in last week's radio show. Your gut is in tune with your emotions, and those feelings are triggering symptoms in your gut. Or put scientifically, according to Wikipedia, the gut-brain axis is the biochemical signaling that takes place between the gastrointestinal tract and the central nervous system. Think about that for a moment. Chemical signals are constantly taking place between your gut and your nervous system. So when you're feeling stressed, anxious, guilt-ridden, and so on, your nervous system is releasing chemicals that trigger a gut reaction that can be downright miserable. Are you with me here? Know that the opposite is also true. When you experience joy, satisfaction, peace, your gut is happy, settled, and you experience optimal digestion. But for our purposes here today, we're focusing on tuning into the inherent warning signal that is telling you you're off track. You're off track. And so welcome to your inner GPS, gut positioning system, which is giving you the cue that you need to course correct. Make a U-turn. Stop now. Whether you know it or not, there's an innate knowing of your destiny. And unfortunately, too many people waste time, even a lifetime, on the wrong path. They miss the turnoff that says this way to your legacy, your destiny, or worse yet, they're literally on the freeway of life without a roadmap. I like to say these individuals have become tourists adrift on the journey of their own life. You see, when you have no direction, no route to follow, no clue where you're going, guess what happens? Your inner GPS continually sends out warning signals that negatively affect your emotional and physical state of being. That's when stress, anxiety, and overall exhaustion takes control of your operating system. Does this sound familiar at all? I've experienced this in my own life. For several years, I had committed myself to an annual 4-month-long teaching gig that initially I enjoyed. I loved the process of co-creating the course curriculum. The actual delivery of the material, while challenging, was rewarding. I did this for 10 years. And though I was fluent in the content, I made sure to review and update every time I delivered. Then one year, about a few weeks before the program started, I began to experience a feeling of dread, a heavy pressure pushing on my chest. I'm a good worker bee, so I simply plunged right through it. This went on for a couple more years, the plunging ahead, even with various new symptoms showing up: hives, chronic sinus infection, headaches, gut issues. My body was trying to tell me something. My body was sending me distress signals, but I didn't slow down long enough to receive the messages. So, like the Pitta energy I mentioned in another show, the fire element within me kicked up to a roar, and I continued to blast through it all. Until one day, when I hit the wall, I was physically, mentally, and emotionally drained. With all that was happening in my life, what I had failed to realize was that my body, the container that so willingly serves to hold all of my emotional and mental stress, was no longer able to contain my distress. It was now screaming for release. I was so flippin' debilitated, in fact, that incredibly, the day before the yearly program was to start, I had to cancel out. Did you see that coming? Because apparently I didn't. To say the least, I was devastated. I didn't fully understand what was going on. My life force was waning. My energy and vitality zapped. So ill, my body forced me to step away from all of my professional commitments. Does this sound familiar to any of you, my friends? What I did in that time away, besides taking care of my physical well-being, was to dive deeper into other aspects of myself. A couple fascinating things happened. One, I recognized that at a certain point in the relationship of my teaching collaboration, something shifted for me, but I didn't want to look at it. I hid it. I stuffed it. But our intuitive nature has its own way of signaling to us that we're off track. And in my case, the illness finally took me down so I could stop and pay closer attention. Now, certainly, I don't recommend waiting to become sick in order to gain clarity. That's one of the core reasons I'm here and why I've created this show and founded the Breakaway Academy course, to help you lead a happier, healthier, and more fulfilled life, to teach you what I've learned through experience and gain knowledge. You see, what I realized was my operating system breakdown was a result of failing to recognize and honor two of my most regarded core values, independence and creativity. You'll discover more about core values in my upcoming Breakaway course, but here's a little insight into the core values of independence and creativity to help you understand the pushback my body was giving me. Independence is a necessity for leading your own life. How can you possibly chart your unique roadmap when every decision you make, every action and turn you take requires the approval of other people first? I came to learn that without independence, I couldn't possibly become the driver of the legacy life I wanted to create. I knew someone other than me would set the direction I was to follow. And if I couldn't chart my own course, then how could I possibly teach others? And creativity is about living life as an adventurous journey, a way of being that seeks unique experiences and shares the extraordinary and everyday life. Creativity delivers confidence to our potential and our positive powerhouse where we can make a difference. Can you see and feel the dilemma I had dumped upon myself, my whole being? Once I realized my operating system was overriding my two primary core values, I began to feel the ground underneath me settle. The second thing that resulted when I aligned with my core values of creativity and independence was so cool. I was led on a totally different, though complementary path. I became a certified integrative life coach, which was a seamless transition. When you learn what your supercharged core values are and stand firmly in them, you'll find it builds stability and confidence to follow the path that is uniquely yours. I've said this before and I'll say it again because it's so important. Our sacred operating systems have a way of communicating with us. Though it took a hell of a lot out of me, the experience was definitely a major breakaway moment. I don't want this to be the way you break away, the way you shift, through pain and illness. The thing is, you need to learn to listen and be in communion with your values. It's the way you learn how to live your legacy every day, not someone else's, but your very own. My job is to teach you how to turn your radar on, to feel, to listen, and trust the signals you're receiving from your inner GPS. They're meaningful, and that you can learn to trust that they hold the key to charting the course to your greatest destiny, even if that path is unknown at this point. I know that sounds like a lot of pressure, but here's the reason why I want you to turn up the volume and pay attention to your inner GPS. I like to equate your GPS to the gatekeeper of your core values, your needs, and your feelings. You've probably heard the term core values mentioned in several businesses, leadership, and personal growth courses, and there's a reason why. Your core values serve as the foundational layer upon which everything else in your life is built. Your values help you grow, develop, and create the future you want to experience. And get a grip, you'll read that vision without traction is hallucination. Sorry, I have to say that again. Vision without traction is hallucination. Take a moment and consider that. Another way of putting it is simply a dream without power is an illusion. Your core values are the power source needed to chart the roadmap to your legacy. They're not foolproof, and they certainly can change. But the one thing you can be sure of is they are the stability on which your vision is built. Now, you may want to get out a pen and piece of paper to write some of these down. Here are some primary reasons why you want to know your core values. Core values represent your fundamental beliefs. Knowing your core values is the source of greatness, happiness, and inspiration in your life. Core values are the guiding principles that dictate behavior and help you understand the difference between right and wrong. Core values signify what you stand for, what you value in life, and what your non-negotiables are. They help focus and align your life choices. They set your sights on where you want to go. They represent your unique individual heart core essence. Core values provide the criteria that influence and support all personal decisions, guiding your actions and instilling you with a personal code of conduct. This is pretty amazing when you just pause and think about it. They provide you with a sense of fulfillment. Why? Because your motivations and actions are aligned with the aspirations of whom you want to be. So, now you might be asking yourself, where do your core values come from? Well, they come from a variety of sources. Parents sometimes teach positive core values in children in an effort to give them guiding principles for living a good life. Teachers, friends, and coaches can have a major influence on what we choose to value. Anyone we consider a credible source, good or bad, can influence our values. Plus, our interpretation of our own life experiences is one of our strongest teachers. Be aware that core values aren't always positive. Negative feelings and core values can also develop when people live in fear or insecurity and are focused and forced to focus on survival in difficult situations. So you can get an idea of what I mean. I'll name a few negative core values to paint the picture for you. They go something like this. The world is brutal and only the strong survive. We are powerless to change our circumstances, our fate. A belief that you don't deserve good things or a good relationship. A belief that you are unworthy. A belief that life is meaningless. There are also plenty of positive core values, of course. These are the values that help define the life you want to lead, the ones that sync up with your inner GPS. If you're not sure about a core value, try a gut check. It's usually pretty accurate. Here are just a few examples. Love, and that can include patience, kindness, forgiveness, trust, selflessness, compassion, integrity. This incorporates honesty, truthfulness, responsibility, reliability, decency, commitment, dependability, stewardship, resourcefulness, service, charity, contribution, giving, wisdom, consisting of intelligence, understanding, knowledge, good judgment, insight, discipline, experience, personal growth, direction, intuition. Freedom, independence in my case, free will, liberty, autonomy, self-determination, achievement, success, a feeling of purposefulness, accomplishment, and then happiness, joy, contentment, bliss, delight, peace, harmony, unity, tranquility, serenity, and of course respect, appreciation, esteem, value. There are many, many more, but you know that with any other option you consider, it's vital to have a clear and distinct description so that you can refine and improve your core values based on new experiences and your own personal learning. The key to selecting your core values is choosing the ones that feel the most authentic to you. It's natural to want to choose a long list of core values in an effort to portray the best version of you, but limiting your selection to a small set of essential values that best define your principles is ideal. The reason being, this is a process that's too important to allow for any confusion that will sidetrack or distract you from focusing on the future vision of the legacy life you wish to create and live. The more focused you are, the more clarity you'll have. So here's the rule of thumb. A list of 3 to 5 core values are best. Consider these to be your superstar values. Take your time and consider each one carefully with patience and transparency. No judging allowed here. Throw out the right or wrong analogies. Get real with yourself. Think of situations around your core values to make them come to life. Do they feel real? Find ways to incorporate them into your daily interactions and revisit them regularly to keep them alive. Stay curious and find your truth. What feels real in your heart? These are the values that make you unique. Awareness is the key. It took me a while to realize that having well-defined personal core values helps avoid making choices that work against who you want to be. Remember, it's not just your mind working for you, but your gut brain as well, transmitting that funky feeling from your inner GPS when something's off. Your values become a clear roadmap for your words and your actions. They steadily drive you in the direction that is aligned with your core beliefs and the vision of your future self. Your life now becomes one of your choosing, not one that's directionless and decided upon by others. Here's an analogy I like to use. See if you can envision this. Imagine your core values are the foundational creators, supporters, and map makers of your personalized roadmap to your destiny. this roadmap has been screened and improved by your internal operating system, your inner GPS, which indicates that you now have sound footing for the journey ahead. You feel confident, energized, as your vision syncs up with your core values. All systems are a go. You're officially powered up to embrace your future self without conflict or doubt. Your inner GPS will stay activated, helping to guide you in the direction of your dream, the one that will lead you to your final destination, your legacy self. Here's the thing. Choosing and knowing your values provides several benefits that include reducing stress. Who doesn't want that? Making better and clearer decisions, increasing joy and happiness, supporting your growth and development, helping in times of conflict or confusion, growing contribution and value, providing motivation. Know this, my friends, a core value is only true if it has an active influence. I want to point out that sometimes it seems confusing because what you value and hold close to your heart is also an essential need and a deep inner feeling. That's why when you're out of alignment with your core values, you experience a negative shift in your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. You may feel agitated, unhappy, stressed, hurt, or unwell. Essentially, it's your inner monitoring system or your inner GPS warning you that you're off track. Our needs and values don't necessarily shift over time. What we might learn is perhaps what we consider our very personally held value is actually one we learned and adapted through experiences with our family of origin, society, religion, culture, and the like. We learn what is acceptable and unacceptable, important and unimportant, and our convictions of what is good or bad. As we grow and develop, each source of influence contributes to our definition of what is important in life. That's powerful. Once we uncover what our values are truly our sacred truths, they remain with us, whether we're in a boardroom or at the dinner table, living the day-to-day, or trucking the mountaintop. The author, researcher, and brilliant Brené Brown defines value in this way. A value is a way of being or believing that we hold most important. Limiting and living into our values means that we do more than profess our values. We practice them. We walk our talk. We are clear about what we believe and hold important. And we take care that our intentions, words, thoughts, and behaviors align with those beliefs. When we create a way of being that supports our values, it works to empower us, energizes a lifestyle we desire, a relationship we deserve, and a legacy we dream of. Knowing your values will not only cultivate a strong foundation for your physical health and well-being, it will also help you create a new and targeted roadmap that will align with what you were gifted to do. And the best part of all, it will have you feeling like you're on the right of your life, because you truly will be. Sometimes living your core values takes breaking the habit of being yourself, as Dr. Joe Dispenza so eloquently puts it. As mentioned above, we're an operating system hardwired by repeated energies or thoughts that power the function of our bodies and our minds. When you become aware of the core values that matter to you, say, for example, health and well-being, you begin to give power to the behaviors that honor those values. You shift your priorities by installing different habits based on your newly discovered core values. Maybe it's eating healthier, consuming different media, more self-care activities. When you know your core values, you become aware of the things that need to shift in order to avoid undermining what is true to your core, what is part of your heart essence. Impulse actions can be controlled. New habits can be rehearsed, all because you have discovered and are attuned to what you value in life. In the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, the author says, people can't live with change if there's not a changeless core inside them. The key to the ability to change is a changeless sense of who you are, what you are about, and what you value. So let me ask you, do you have a vision of yourself? An image of what your legacy self will look like, say in 3, 5, 10 years from now? Maybe even 6 months in a year? It's interesting to know that one of the reasons many of us get hooked into limiting habits is because we don't have a clear vision for ourselves. In order for us to grow, something in the programming signal needs to change. So what's that something, my friends? Focus on what you value and who you are in the process of becoming. Imagine the extraordinary vision for yourself and tune into your core values to elevate your highest self. We're all involved in making hundreds of decisions every single day. The decisions you make are a reflection of your values and beliefs. When you use your values to make decisions, realize you're making a deliberate choice to focus on what is important to you. When you honor and live by your personal core values consistently, you experience contentment, joy, completeness, because you're congruent with your heart's calling, your supreme knowing of your destiny. The result is a life experience of great fulfillment, peace, and wholeness. A legacy life. Now, I want to remind you, friends, that the Breakaway Academy's 8-week online course, The Roadmap to Legacy, launches October 16th. Registration is now open, so head on over to paulettebodeman.com/breakaway. paulettebodeman.com/breakaway, and get yourself on the list. And until next time, my friends, here's to your breakaway moments and to knowing and living your core values. Thank you so much for listening to the Breakaway Academy radio show. I'm Paulette Bodeman. To hear more radio shows and to find out how you could start living your legacy now, be sure to visit www.paulettebodeman.com. Thanks for listening.